Alright, greetings and salutations, Audio Boom. Please step once more across the threshold with me, your host DJ Watts 83, and
Empress Wiley Watts, how are you doing?
Well, can't hear you, Audio Boom. Come on, talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Yeah, like I promised the other day, I mean, I've already given my review. And also like a preview, shall we say, as well. So we're going to get the Empress Wiley's thoughts on the concert the other night. And we'll start off with your take on Shinedown, their performance, the songs.
Oh, my days. It was just brilliant. It was just... It was exciting. It was the first time to watch Shinedown, so that was pretty special in itself, but... There was just this wonderful feeling within me, like a lovely atmosphere and just all really happy and lovely.
And if you were to give them a grade out of 10, what would that be?
Probably 11, honestly.
Fantastic.
Love them.
And then, of course, I would like to hang a bit longer on Shinedown, but what more can you say other than they were just, well, superb, really. But
they rocked.
I mean, to be honest with you, the more I've thought about it, the more I believe that in wake of the next band we're going to mention and the likes of, for instance, Judas Priest and bands of that nature who have carried the torch for so long in metal music, who are ageing, and it's, let's be honest, they're not going to be around forever. We need the next generation to carry this forward and to pass it on to the next generation. And I think Shinedown will fill that role very nicely, personally.
Yeah, definite.
In my view, they're going to carry the rock/metal genre forwards towards the generation after.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think that's probably the greatest praise you can heap upon Shinedown at this time. Now then, on to the main attraction, Iron Maiden.
Oh, wow. Well, that's the second time, so... And it was even better than the first time, what can I say?
Yeah, weren't hard, really.
Oh, it was good the first time. Ignore him. He's not very up on the first time, but I think it was pretty special.
My second time.
Yeah. Yeah, my first time. But yeah, I loved it, totally.
Well, to be honest, if you look at it from this perspective... The Book of Souls is a far superior effort than I would suggest both A Matter of Life and Death and Final Frontier put together, if I'm perfectly honest with you. Although I was, like I mentioned in my preview, a little bit disappointed and a bit shocked that they decided not to play Tears of a Clown, which I thought was a very heartfelt track. I think it would have gone down a storm.
Yeah.
But other than that, out of 10...
For different reasons and a completely different feel and atmosphere, yeah, a definite 10. Amazing.
Wow, Shinedown outshone the Maiden.
I do actually prefer them. I don't know why, though, because Maiden are like, yeah, but I do.
I think it was a really solid outing. I think Maiden, the calibre of the music itself has obviously tailed off. I mean, I don't think there's anything off of... the recent three albums that could get onto Dance of Death, for instance, of 2003, probably with barring... I'd say maybe Eternity could fail. If Eternity Should Fail, might stand a chance. And Tears of a Clown would probably be able to take the place of Age of Innocence. But then again, the Nico McBrain's version of Age of Innocence could have done that job, so... So, all in all, really great night.
Oh, yes.
Loved it. It was fun. It was great to get back, you know, into the live concert scene again. You know, I mean, it's been about 11 years since we've been to see Maiden.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was just awesome to get back out there, and particularly with... a band supporting the calibre of Shinedown, a band that we've both wanted to see for quite a while. So I think as far as the review from yourself, is there anything you want to add?
Just top night, couldn't fault it. It was just perfect and even afterwards when you're back and you're trying to go to sleep and you can't sleep because you're like really high, and I didn't get to sleep till 6 in the morning. I was just buzzing.
Oh, and I thought that was a bumblebee, but...
yeah. Or lots of bumblebees with the ringing of the ears.
Or a giant wobby made it into the room. In those circumstances, you go to bed with a newspaper.
Yeah.
All right. So for now, and for me, DJ Watts 83.
And me, Empress Wiley Watts.
Peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.
Bye-bye.